The WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show.
393-3700.
Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS 393-3700. We'll take your pick for the greatest running back of all time. You want to make a case for Barry Sanders,
Dexter
Jim Brown,
Bussey,
Walter
maybe?
Pitt.
Horace King, see Billy Run.
All right. We're going to talk a little U of M football as well right now, and let's go out to our phones and bring in Mark Dotson. Hello, Mark.
Hey, you guys here?
Yeah,
we're here.
Okay, greatest running back of all time is?
Barry.
Barry.
Yeah.
Good Barry, or maybe, if Gale hadn't gotten hurt, maybe. Maybe Jim Brown. I didn't see enough of Jim Brown, but I thought Barry was better than Emmitt.
You know, Jack Jack was being critical of Barry's work ethic. That's
really?
Why he
I don't know about that. I just know that he, not on Sundays.
No, you know? I'm talking about mini camps, preseason, those kinds of things. And it wasn't Barry wasn't ready to play. Barry was. But, you know, he wanted to win, and if you really want to win, sometimes I question whether you show up and help other guys get better. But I understand Barry Sanders didn't have a lot of help, too.
And he was aloof, man. He's a different kind of guy.
Was. Oh yeah,
he was the antithesis of OJ, insofar as seeking the limelight. So, and Brett Favre, while we're speaking of limelight,
right?
yeah, but I thought Barry was phenomenal.
Mark, with Nebraska coming into the Big Ten, Nebraska ranked ninth in the poll. We've got Ohio State 2, Iowa 10, Wisconsin 12, Penn State 14. That would be five Big Ten schools.
Well, you're counting the Huskers in there.
If you do, but no other conference had as many as four. Are we going to be able to say that the Big Ten is a mediocre league any longer?
SEC didn't have?
Nope, three. Three in the top 15.
Oh, in the top 15. Okay, I got you. Yeah, I got you. Go ahead. Are we going
to be able to pick on the Big Ten the way that we have done for so long?
Yeah, as long as they play the way they play, man. It's just that stereotype just, that goes along with the methodical, pounded out, grinded, slow down football.
Well, it's getting a quality win in non-conference play. They did well in the bowl games, I will say that, but they got to get a quality win. I mean, if Penn State goes down to Tuscaloosa and beats Alabama.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Okay, well, it's not going to happen. There's no quality win. That's what they're going to have to garner this time.
Yeah. I got to ask you one legal question, Mark. In terms of what's happening now at West Virginia, I know that won't have any impact on Michigan's session in Seattle this week.
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say I really don't think it influences what Michigan could be charged with, but does it influence what Rich Rodriguez could be charged with?
Well, I'm not familiar with how the NCAA might track coaches.
Okay.
Well, I'll just put it this way. From my read, and you guys may have read this more closely than I have. My read, it sounds like it's the very same thing that was going on.
Yes, exactly. Almost identical.
Complete duplication.
Yes.
So I don't. If anything, I think it kind of helps Chris Rodriguez's case because they continued after Richard left to practice the same way, and they even went as far as continued to practice that way, even after the allegations in Michigan had been raised. So. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. So my way back from Flint yesterday, driving through Flint. You guys been catching the story that's going on there?
In Flint?
Yeah.
No.
Concerning?
There's a serial stabber.
Oh, yeah. I did see that on the news last night. Not good.
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah.
Jack, it's kind of scary, actually. I was in Milwaukee when the Dahmer thing was going down. Ooh. So this is kind of mindful of that. But, yeah. The when is the Michigan meeting with the NCAA, Jack?
Friday.
This Friday?
Isn't it Friday?
Or Saturday.
Yeah.
Is it expected to go one day, or do we know?
It's expected to go a day and maybe a little bit longer. Could be 2 days, and they say 6 to 8 weeks before there's a decision.
A guy told me last night, a coach, told me last night that Dawson is special. The kid
Brandon
that just
Dawson.
Committed to Michigan
State recruit from Gary, Indiana.
Yep, special, so special that he might be one of the best that has ever played here in East Lansing.
Well, I mean, this is a five star. I mean, it's right. according to rivals or whatever.
Yeah,
so I mean, Michigan State, you know, and this is an endorsement of Tom Izzo's coaching ability. Is he doesn't necessarily get five star. I mean, he gets a lot of, you know, four stars, three stars. He doesn't get the gems a lot of the time. Thanks so much for the call, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Well, I heard him described by someone who's watched him play more than 30 times in the last year as Jason Richardson with a lot more basketball skill. Not athletic skill, about the same.
How does he defend?
But in terms of being able to rebound, positionally, play the court, awareness, defense.
Defense.
Travis Trice, the guy who came in that everyone is wondering about because he's 5'11", averaged almost five steals a game and shot 43% from three. And he's a guy that people
are... I don't need
to
hear anymore.
You don't want to hear anymore. All right. All right. Let's go back to our phones very quickly. We have Jim from East Lansing. Hello, Jim.
Well, good morning, Jack and Tom.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's on your mind?
Well, greatest running back?
Yes.
For me, Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
With not even close.
Why?
But, I mean, he was just phenomenal. And his durability. I don't know if the guy ever missed a game with an injury. He may have, but I'm not aware.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Pounded people.
Yeah.
People, I mean, you see the films, he's flying off. People are bouncing, you know, going backwards.
He walked back to the huddle with his helmet cocked back on his back.
Yeah,
of his head.
I do remember that.
Like, one of the top five all-around athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a lacrosse star. He was a basketball star at Syracuse.
Good actor, too.
Track guy, could do anything.
Do it all. Thanks so much for the call, Jim.
Hey, Jim, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take some more of your opinions on that. That's a great question because you can go a lot of different ways with that. We will be back, and we're going to talk with Mike Chappelle. We'll talk about his role in the 2000 National Championship game. Also get a comparison, Tom Izzo and Mike Krzyzewski, and what it's like to play basketball overseas on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.